Are there any others that didn't have almost divine assistance? Right, keep at it. You still listen to me with half an ear, if you can, or do it at home and post a photograph on the on Facebook somewhere. The dove is not strong, it's not obvious, it's self-effacing, as I said just now. And the dove is the way the Holy Spirit comes down onto Jesus. Now, it's obvious that it happens. It's perfectly obvious to John the Baptist what is going on. The dove, because he's been warned by God that something's going to happen, he's willing to look for a sign, and the dove is the promised sign. He upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining upon him, this is the one who baptizes in the Holy Spirit. John is happy to recognize that the dove, as it comes down and rests on Jesus, is this sign of the coming of the Holy Spirit. And it establishes the ministry of the Holy Spirit, I think, so well among us. The immediate response of John the Baptist to the Holy Spirit's activity in his vicinity is that he points to Jesus. Always, as far as I'm aware, the job of the Holy Spirit is to point to Jesus. You'll notice as we go along, by the way, that none of the hymns this morning is about the Holy Spirit. They're all about Jesus and about John the Baptist identifying Jesus. And that's the way the Holy Spirit would like it. He likes, I believe, to fade into the background, not to draw attention to himself. And I say himself, not itself, because the Holy Spirit is recognized by Christians as being part of the Godhead, one of